So let's just say that, Colleen, I know you all listen to this show and you feel like you're like friends with us because it's really
But you're
casual and
not.
everything, but
I mean, you
the
are.
truth is,
If you added Annie on MySpace last show.
Colleen is a star. Colleen, honest to God, people, Colleen was up for a Grammy one time.
I was up for a Grammy. And that is not a joke.
We're actually not kidding.
Yeah. So I was not act it wasn't my album. It wasn't like, Colleen A.F. Venable
It
sings.
wasn't like a solo.
Yeah. I
You didn't
sang
even write it.
No, I sang backup in a song that wound up being on an album that
It
was
wasn't even
nominated
like
for a
a
Grammy.
cool high competition category. It was polka.
Yeah. So the story is my dad has a recording studio in upstate New York, in Walden, New York, actually, for any of you peeps over there. Word. Don't look at me like that. That's what it was called.
Walden in the house.
Walden. It's not the Rose Walden, it's much worse.
I assume it's not the Henry David Thoreau Walden.
That's what I just said.
That's Rose.
Throws.
Oh, Thoreau.
Throws.
I thought you said the Rose.
Throws.
As opposed to
You know that you
Thoreau.
are my hero. Is that from the Rose?
That's not from the. Well, that's the Wind Beneath My Wings. The Rose is like.
Did you
Some
ever
say
know that you're a
love
flower? Oh, wait, I remember the Rose now.
it is the
You're
river.
everything I would like to
You're still singing
eat.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
I like a cookie and some powdered sugar. On
Cause
funnel
you're the
cake, I want to
crack beneath my
eat.
nose.
All right, so as you could tell, I'm an amazing singer. we actually threatened, I believe, in the second show that I was going to be the musical guest, and we laughed and said, "Oh, Colleen's a musical guest." And then I started to tell Annie the story and say, "Well, I was actually nominated for a Grammy once," and Annie's like, "Ha ha ha, yeah." Because
That's exactly what I sound like, people.
it is. For a second, you were probably confused because
During
Annie
the
was in
show,
the
I
wrong
bust out
ear.
with English, but the rest of the time, I speak entirely in old school
Cartoon.
grunty talk.
Yes, so that's Annie. But what the story was, my dad had this recording studio and this band called the Ron Kurowski Orchestra that was a polka band recorded an album up there, and they had this one song that they and they had this one song that they needed some female voices for the background. And it's I don't even know if I should explain this song that much. Should we just.
Oh, explain this shit. This is
All
fun.
right. The song is called "Come Join Our Polka Party," and it was about this group of people that were having a polka party, and they wanted people to like join them. And I was one of the people that was like, "Hell yeah, I'm joining this polka party!" Word. And
there's nothing better to do on a Saturday night than
join a
join
polka
a
party.
polka party.
Yeah. And actually, there's actually a very sad ending to the polka party song.
I feel
Basically.
like it wouldn't be complete unless you told it.
All right, I shall tell it. The story is they were nominated for the Grammy every year and never won. There's a guy called Jimmy Sturr. Jimmy Sturr is also known as the Polka King, and that's because Jimmy Sturr wins the Polka Grammy every fucking year. And I didn't know this at the time because although I was into polka, I wasn't like, reading the polka mags.
How old were you?
I was like 14. I was old enough to know better than to like polka, but I still love polka. But so I asked them, I was like, "Yo, if we win, are we gonna get like Grammy keychains or something?" Like all excited. And the guy who was in charge like looked at me dead in the straight in the face and he was like, "We're not gonna win. Jimmy Sturr's gonna win." And he like walked away with like Deathstone eyes and Deathstone eyes. Stone Cold Steve Austin eyes.
Stone Cold Phillips.
Stone Cold
Cold
Creamery
Stone
head.
Phillips.
Stone eyes. The
Continue
other
with the
stone.
story.
Yes, I can't get out of this voice. Shit. All right, so this man. So Ron Kurowski. And I used to always be really into polka because it was the happiest music in the world.
It
you could
is.
be in the worst mood and
Try
listen
it
to
up there with,
polka.
like, mariachi.
Yeah. Mariachi and flamenco, I feel is very happy.
Flamingo?
No, flamingos, like the birds. I'm
Ah.
like, look at them! They look so happy!
They're pink.
They're
They
so
need
on
trip.
one leg. You're a flamingo baby. You stand on one leg. You're a flamingo baby. You hatch from an egg. But the ending of the story is that Ron Kurowski, who was the head of this polka band, I actually called up my dad to be like, "Hey, Dad, do you think we could play that polka song on the show? I know you recorded it. Do you think you can ask them permission and stuff?" And I found out that it wasn't a big deal to get permission because Ron Kurowski actually committed suicide. He shot himself. So polka music may not be the happiest music in the world.
It was a cold day. Ron Karowski had just written his opus of pocus. Polka. He knew he could do it more and more. They weren't going to give him the fucking Grammy. So he found a young 14-year-old girl with vocal cords like an angel.
Named Felina Fennable.
And she sang. And she sang. And then she had to redo it because she kept laughing. She laughed a lot. And this